Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think the questions about boosters and annual vaccines, I think we're kind of getting our answer. And Dr. Fauci, I believe on MSNBC, had suggested that we're probably going to be needing a booster. And now we're hearing from the Pfizer CEO himself saying, yep, a third booster is most likely in the works, and when we're going to need it and why. So Albert Bourla had been on a panel discussion hosted by CNBC in conjunction with CBS, and he believes that a potential booster shot, sorry, I have a lisp. Hard to say booster shot when you have a lisp. I apologize, but I did. All right. The potential booster shot is going to be needed within 6 to 12 months of your original vaccination. So for those of us vaccinated in January, don't be surprised if they say, all right, guys, it's July, so in a few months from now, you need to get your booster. He had insinuated that between 6 and 12 months of your original vaccine regimen, you're going to need a booster. Then he also went on to discuss how most likely this is going to be an annual thing. Now, you know how people are all freaking out about what happened with Pfizer, with Johnson & Johnson vaccine and that pausing, and now people might not want to get the vaccine. And I told you guys, I wasn't worried about that because those who want the vaccine are going to get it. Those who don't want the vaccine, they already had in their mind they weren't going to get the vaccine. So with this news, though, this sort of news and this sort of concern and prediction or confirmation that you just didn't have to get the shot and roll up your sleeves once or twice, this is where I think we're going to start seeing more people drop off. Because you could convince people to get vaccinated once. People don't like things getting injected into them. But when you say this has to be something annual, even if somebody is pro-vaccine, they're not really good at going in to get the shot. How many of you are doing your mammograms or your colonoscopies or your blood work when you're supposed to? You're pro-mammogram. You're pro-getting your prostate checked. You're pro-any fight against colon cancer, prostate cancer, diabetes. But do you really go and do your blood work or do your mammograms? Get your prostate checked, or get your every 5 to 10 year colonoscopy, depending on what your doctor wants you to do. Do you really, really do that? Are you really that good? Look, I'm a doctor, and I am very pro medical recommendations. And even I'm behind, because to get my butt out there and do it, and have to, and I am probably as pro as you could be. It really starts to change the whole makeup and landscape of how we're approaching vaccine. Now, I do get my flu shot every year. I didn't always, but now I do. And maybe it's because it's easy to do. I can just walk into a CVS or a Walgreens, roll up my sleeve. I could drag my kids. But if my kids move out and I'm not dragging my kids to get their flu shot, do I see myself procrastinating? Yeah. Because I have a very busy day. I have a busy schedule to stop everything to get a vaccine. I could see myself put it off, and then all of a sudden it's December. So when you tell millions of individuals that the two-shot regimen that they did is good for about 6 months immunity, but you're going to have to do it again, now you're going to have people kind of dropping off going, okay, well, prove to me why. Well, I'm telling you right now that if I was told I need a booster for COVID, I would get it. Why? Because I'm seeing what's happening across the world. Remember I told you guys India? India had like about 140,000 new cases the other day. Today it's being reported about 190,000 cases. India is being consumed by new COVID cases. In fact, they've had another 1,000 deaths. This isn't far from over. We're having countries locked down, countries shut down. In terms of the U.S., now we're at 9,700 people in hospital. Still very, very low, thank God, knock on wood, but it's going up. So as we're seeing numbers creep up and COVID still persists, if we have the type of COVID where it's just a cough or cold, but unfortunately, COVID is putting people in hospitals. It is causing people to have blood clots. See, I don't want to lose my ability to breathe, and I don't want a blood clot. And I feel like, with my luck, if I got COVID, that would happen to me. So would I get a booster? I would. That's me. Do I want to get a booster? Am I going to be really, really good each year about getting that vaccine plus my flu vaccine? Pretty soon I'm going to need to get a shingles vaccine. Then I'm going to need to get a pneumonia vaccine. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to be horrible at it. And I don't like going in and getting my mammograms. I don't like going in for my pap smears. You know, it's just going to be just too much, especially when you can't do it all at the same time. Just do it all now. Now. And you know, I don't know what, even that is challenging because somebody's like, oh, they're going to do so much. If it was just, okay, it's just the mammogram, I could just run in, just go, do the mammogram, close it back up, then run back to my car, maybe. But if I had to do everything else at the same time, I got my colonoscopy coming up next Friday. I have been dragging my retroperitoneum getting that sucker done. I don't want to get it done. Don't want to get it done. So anyway, so don't freak out. This is just finally a little bit of closure on the topic of COVID virus infection doesn't appear to give long-lasting immunity. The vaccines that we have are not appearing to give long-lasting immunity. We have other strains, and we have a virus that is mutating and adding mutations that allow it to be more infectious a little quicker than what we could do in terms of our vaccine rollout and development, R&D, and then production. So, yeah, it's not a surprise. It just, when you hear it, and when you hear about it from a pharmaceutical head, there's going to be a lot of debate going, well, yeah, because he can make money. Of course he's going to want a third shot. Now Pfizer stock goes up. But I'm telling you right now, even Fauci says it, I'm not surprised. And I think that's where we're going to start to see a lot of people get a little bit fatigued with the idea. But unfortunately, it is raging across the globe still. 1-877, that's all that I'm going.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Are you guys following what's going on with Russia? There's some big drama going on there. See, that's the problem. I'm supposed to kind of go through the health headlines, and after a while, it's COVID. Maybe every now and then there's a herpes or a hemorrhoid or a prostate headline. But apparently, Biden was supposed to deploy a couple warships and to the Black Sea, even though Vladimir Putin said there were going to be repercussions, but he canceled. So Biden has canceled the deployment. Apparently Turkey said Washington was going to send, two warships to the Black Sea, and Russia called this an unfriendly provocation. But the Biden administration reversed decision after the Kremlin warned them to stay away for their own good. It's being reported by Daily Mail. So Putin now has a chance to ramp up his military presence in Crimea near the Ukrainian border. Now, apparently a U.S. defense official said White House officials decided not to send the ships to avoid needlessly escalating the situation with Russia over the Ukraine. And then we heard that hours later, Putin took advantage of Biden's U-turn by closing off the Kerch Strait between Crimea and Russia, blocking all foreign warships from getting to Ukraine until October. Now, this came on the day that Biden announced a bunch of new sanctions against Moscow. The White House wants to rein in Russia aggression, but doesn't want an all-out war. And they do not seek a downward spiral. Now, I don't know much about Biden's foreign policy. I know he's been in politics for a long, long time. All right? I know that. And I do understand that there is a very delicate balance that we want to have when it comes to that. But I also know that you need to look like you're a formidable force. And as Obama had made a line, a red line, then here's the line, and I guess it got crossed and nothing happened. That could unfortunately put us in a position where we look weaker. Now, 10 diplomats have been booted over election meddling. Apparently, Biden today signed an executive order declaring a national emergency over the threat from Russia. His administration slapped new sanctions, and they expelled 10 officials from Russia's bilateral mission. They say, today we announced actions to hold the Russian government to account for the SolarWinds intrusion, reports of bounties on U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, and attempts to interfere in the 2020 U.S. elections, according to Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. So the White House released a letter to Congress stating that the president has issued an executive order declaring a national emergency with respect to the unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States posed by the specific harmful foreign activities of the government of the Russian Federation. Now, while he's issuing executive orders declaring national emergencies with respect to national security, foreign policy, economy, can he also issue one in regards to the migrant surge and what we're having at the border? Again, we kind of see a little disparity on the passions they have in terms of foreign entities, but apparently when it comes to the border, no, it's still not even a crisis. It's a situation. I think it's a situation still. But anyway, when it comes to Russia, looks like he is trying to get a little firm. The letter said Russia had aimed to undermine the conduct of free and fair democratic elections, and engage in malicious cyber-enabled activities, targeted journalists and dissenters outside of its borders, and violated international law. So, they feel they are an unusual and extraordinary threat to the national security, foreign policy, and economy of the United States. That's according to Blinken. So, I'm a little bit mixed on what's happening here. I think that that we're going to see tensions rise, might be a new Cold War. I think other countries are going to see opportunities. We are distracted. We are, for example, we're hearing that Border Patrol agents have to use their vehicles to make makeshift borders as the border wall isn't finished and has gaps. Hence, now they don't have that vehicle, and they have less resources because they are trying to provide physical barriers as they're dealing with migrant crisis. And that is overwhelming in and of itself. And having that sort of distraction could allow other entities to move forward, whether it's the cartel, whether it's people to the south of us, whether it's people to the north of us, whether it's people to the east of us. So I'm kind of the thinking, being an American, being a physician, you can't be distracted. In medicine, you can't be distracted. When somebody has knee pain, back pain, all right, we doctors take your health pretty seriously with that. People say, you know what, she's just complaining, he's just complaining, they just want pain medication, and I'm like, it's a distractor. Not on purpose by the patient, but it could be a distractor from the with the body. Somebody with back pain, the back will get all the attention. Meanwhile, the person might not get their pap smear. Person might not get their colonoscopy. Something else is going on. So unfortunately, in the human body will use distractors as an opportunity to do things. We've been seeing shingles outbreaks, cold sore outbreaks with COVID. Why? COVID is a virus. Body's distracted. Immune system is trying to fight off COVID. So other things get to play in the playground. And we see these reactivations of viruses and things. So I am a little concerned. And so I am going to watch a little bit more of what's going on in Russia. Not to mention other sorts of entities. TikTok, you know we're dealing with TikTok. Did you guys hear about this? So apparently Republican lawmakers want to ban TikTok on federal devices because they feel it could affect our national security. The No TikTok on Government Devices Act. Yeah, TikTok is kind of like, I don't want to call it like Instagram, but it's a platform that has a lot of funny videos. I watch TikTok videos a lot. I don't think I have the app on my phone, but people will share the videos on Instagram and other things. And they're kind of funny, some of them. But apparently Republicans are introducing this act that's going to ban all federal employees from using the popular app on government devices. The legislation was previously introduced in 2020 and was unanimously passed by the Senate in August, but the bill never received a vote in the House. And apparently, Senator Hawley said TikTok is a Trojan horse for the Chinese Communist Party that has no place on government devices or any American devices for that matter. He says my bill is a straightforward plan to protect American government data from a hostile foreign power, which less than a year ago passed the Senate unanimously. Can I just add, I don't think anybody working for the government that has a federal device should be really on social media or playing solitaire. Or playing a game, Candy Crush. I don't think they should be on Facebook. If you have a government device and you're there to work, I don't think you should be downloading anything on that. Let's say your company gives you a phone. That phone is for company business. I don't think you should be on social media on that phone. You should have your own phone for that. I get it's expensive, so it's a perk. But if I, as a taxpayer, am paying for you to be working and for you to get a free laptop when I don't get a free laptop, you better not be downloading stuff on that laptop that I'm paying for. You should be using it to work. When you go home, that's when you can TikTok. So Senators Marco Rubio, Tom Cotton, Rick Scott are co-sponsors of the legislation. They think it's in the best interest of national security as Chinese-owned apps are required to report user data to the Chinese Communist Party. So that's why they can't trust TikTok with sensitive data that exists on U.S. government devices. They say it is well past time to acknowledge the serious cybersecurity threat that TikTok poses and enact a federal government-wide ban on the Chinese app. So even though we haven't really seen much from the federal government, I believe the Defense and Homeland Security Department and the TSA have already banned employees from using the app on their federal devices. President Trump had signed an executive order requiring Chinese company ByteDance, the parent company of TikTok, to sell the app or have it banned from use in the U.S. And I really think we are vulnerable when it comes to our devices. I mean, how many times am I talking to you guys on air and then all of a sudden Siri starts piping in, which means I'm awakening some sort of software to listen to me? I mean, they're always watching. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, don't go away.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will move to closing arguments next week. Judge Peter Cahill addressing the jury after both sides finished presenting evidence.
Next step for you is to listen to closing arguments and then retire for deliberations. That'll occur on Monday.
Chauvin himself choosing not to testify in the case where he's accused of killing George Floyd. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is applauding the plan by President Biden to remove U.S. troops from Afghanistan.
The safety of our troops and the security of the American people must be our priority.
The withdrawal of roughly 3,000 remaining troops in Afghanistan will start on May 1st and should end by early September. Democrats on Capitol Hill introducing a bill that would pack the Supreme Court, adding four members and saying we must get more liberal justices. USA Radio News. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is continuing to monitor a buildup of Soviet troops at the Russia-Ukraine border.
That buildup is now estimated at 80,000 Russian troops. Speaking from NATO headquarters in Brussels, Secretary Lloyd Austin was questioned about the proliferation of Russian troops at the Ukraine border.
We continue to monitor very closely the activity there, and we continue to consult with our partners. As you heard us say earlier this evening, we call upon Russia to cease their provocations and to be more transparent about this recent activity.
Earlier in the week, Secretary Austin announced more U.S. troops will be deployed to Germany to strengthen deterrence in defense of Europe. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd is invoking his Fifth Amendment right as court began on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Vorian, caller from Virginia, is on the air. Hi, Vorian. How are you?
Hi, doctor. I had a question regarding insulin that I use, a basal insulin called Basaclar, and I've been reacting negatively to it. And I wanted to know my options here and the listed effects it has. Ordinarily, I don't know the alternative name. I'm sorry.
Okay. What are your, shall we say, your side effects that you're having?
Okay, well, I have noticed that my coordination got messed up and my legs were weaker and even my voice was affected to some extent. So I don't know, like standing sometimes was a problem, walking was a problem, and sometimes even speaking became a big deal for me.
Okay? Because usually with insulin, the side effects we get with insulin is your sugar might drop too quickly. Or maybe you could get, you know, some weight gain. Or maybe you get some swelling or an allergic reaction that makes you itch. But ataxia or issues with your ability to walk or talk or think clearly, even though low blood sugar can do that, we always want to rule out that it's not like a mini stroke or something non-insulin related. So whenever any sort of symptoms like that happen, one is we check your blood sugar, and then we also check your liver, we check your kidneys, and then sometimes we'll do a scan of the head to make sure you weren't having a mini stroke. You know, sometimes the medication that you take, and you take very faithfully, seems to be the first thing we think about when we get these issues, but sometimes it could just be coincidentally that you're taking it every day, but you're having these other symptoms. So before we start to think that it's the basic law, insulin, we would rule out everything else. And then if we do think it's the insulin, then why is it? Is that that you're allergic to it? Because if you're allergic to it, then we have to, you know, find something you're not allergic to. But if we think it's because it's dropping your sugar too low, then you might just need an adjustment. But they're not going to be able to switch it or tell you to stop it until they figure out exactly why your symptoms are happening. Does that make sense?
Makes sense. I went to a neurologist, and she said it doesn't appear like it was a stroke, but she cannot see for certain what it was either.
Okay. And then, you know, also we have seen some weird issues and weird neurological side effects with COVID. And we've had some people that have had issues with their sense of smell, their taste, their speech, their thinking with COVID. And so it would be interesting to see your COVID antibodies if you hadn't been vaccinated yet to see if that could be a culprit as well. But I'm glad you're seeing a neurologist because obviously they need to, you know, keep an eye on you with that. And then if they've ruled out everything else, then your doctor could consider doing a medicine change. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Because
great question.
I have realized that when I started the Basaclar one, or whatever the name actually is, and I stopped it for a while and I reintroduced it, the symptoms recurred. So that's why I concluded it may be that.
Okay. So, yeah, so definitely reach out to your doctor and see if there's something else that they would then consider swapping you to, as long as they think that's the culprit. Okay?
Okay. No problem.
All right.
Yes.
Florian, very nice to meet you. Okay, good luck with this.
Alrighty.
All right, bye. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. It's tricky because I believe that many medications out there, as we discuss with vaccines and things like that, can be a culprit when it comes to certain side effects. And when somebody says, gosh, I swear this medicine is doing this to me, and then they try to stop it and the symptoms go away, I'm not going to disbelieve them. Unfortunately, though, doctor has to be very, very careful, as well as any patients, on following the wrong thought pattern. I had told you I had a case where my nurse had knocked on the door when I was finishing up with the patient saying, look, you know, the diabetes medicine you gave a patient they're reacting to. So I'm like, oh, no, they're reacting. Just stop the diabetes medication. Have them come in right away. And yeah, and it turned out, I go, wait a second. What's the side effect? What's happening? And they go, well, they have a rash on their neck. A rash on their neck? Tell them not to stop their diabetes medication. Let me take a look at it. Well, the person started to get shingles. Now, I mean, maybe somebody could esoterically say the medication might have prompted a shingles outbreak, but usually with shingles, there's so many other things that cause shingles outbreaks that it's rarely a medication that did it. So here I was ready to stop, add a medication to her allergy list, and it was glucophage. Metformin is a very commonly used diabetic medication in type 2 diabetes. So effective. I call it an allergy. She's now really limited with a lot of the medication she could use, and it was shingles. So we don't want to look like we disbelieve somebody, but unfortunately there are many coincidences, and so we need to make sure we have an open mind, because somebody with diabetes could be at higher risk for stroke. Excuse me. I'm glad her neurologist looked at that, but what's also, going on coincidentally, well, also what's going on coincidentally is we have this COVID pandemic. And with COVID, we know that COVID could cause neurological issues. So if they don't think it's an ischemic stroke caused by a clot, if they don't think it's a hemorrhagic stroke by a bleed, which they could tell by doing blood tests and doing a neurological exam, but there are these transient neurological findings, then we look at a virus, we look at medication, we look at a whole variety of things. So, and, you know, many times patients are right. Their medicine is messing with them. And I'll be the first to tell them, you nailed it. You know your body. You know, I mean, you have instinct, you have sixth sense, you have that trial and error. But having somebody go off insulin or going off a medication or a blood pressure medication abruptly without there being a plan or a transition could be deadly in and of itself, which is why a decision like that has to be really, really well thought of. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, India has made headlines, and I've been talking about India now for a while, where they're hitting almost 200,000 COVID cases a day. And experts are saying this is the worst hit country, even more so than, I believe, Brazil. It's actually surpassed Brazil. And India has become the country with the world's second highest number of confirmed cases. It's second only to the United States. But experts say that they still don't have ample testing, which means the 200,000 cases or the overall 13.5 million confirmed cases can be a huge underestimation. And they're saying that India right now is currently in the midst of a second wave of the virus. And when you look at their numbers and you look at their spikes, it's pretty, pretty striking. Now, in terms of their vaccination, I believe they are using the Chinese coronavirus vaccine. And because of their numbers, they have how many? They have 1.3 billion people. It's going to take them a little longer to reach herd immunity. America has had a total of 32 million cases overall, but then again, we had more access to testing. India hit it about 15,000, but their numbers are spiking. Russia had about another 8,900 cases in the last few hours. UK, 2,600. Germany, 15,000. Poland, again, grappling with more cases, 21,000. Iran, 25,000. Ukraine, 16,000. So, unfortunately, we're starting to see cases rise. In terms of hospitalizations, the U.S. has gone up about another 100 and people admitted to the hospital. And mind you, that doesn't sound like a lot when it comes to, you know, a 330 million, you know, person country, but it kind of shows unfortunate trends. Illinois has reported some more deaths. Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan is, of course, grappling with a lot of cases. Virginia, South Carolina, Minnesota, Alabama, Louisiana. Most states are seeing more cases. P1 variants is starting to surface. I believe we have about 32 to 35 states now showing the P1 strain. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOGADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So in the Derek Chauvin, George Floyd killing trial, the defense has rested, and the former Minneapolis police officer accused of killing George Floyd has invoked his Fifth Amendment right to not testify Thursday in his trial, and then the defense rested their case. Apparently, closing statements are going to be done on Monday. Derek Chauvin, the former police officer, is charged with second and third degree murder and second degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd, who was 46 at the time. as we had discussed earlier in the show, most defendants don't testify. They could be a loose cannon. Their lives are on the line. Their futures are on the line. And on cross-examination, it's very hard to predict what they could say and how they could appear to a jury. And so in not a controlled atmosphere, it's pretty risky. The defense had called several witnesses to the stand over the course of 2 days, a very, very short defense compared to the prosecution, including Dr. David Fowler, a pathologist who testified that Floyd died of a sudden heart rhythm disturbance as a result of his heart disease. Fowler was Maryland's chief medical examiner for 17 years and testified that he would classify the manner of death as undetermined rather than homicide. That is an act caused by another person, as the Hennepin County Medical Examiner Office had ruled. Several prosecution witnesses said Floyd died from low oxygen or asphyxia from the way he was pinned down by police. One of those witnesses, Dr. Mark Tobin, a pulmonologist, explained Floyd's final moments in great detail and was called as a rebuttal witness Thursday in response to Fowler's testimony, in which Fowler said that carbon monoxide from a nearby police squad car might have played a role. Now, Chauvin's lawyer had tried to prove Floyd died of illegal drug use, underlying health conditions. He has said that Chauvin, a 19-year veteran of the Minneapolis Police Department, did what he was trained to do. But prosecution said Floyd died because Chauvin had knelt on his neck for 9 minutes and 26 seconds. So based on the weight, based on from my standpoint, not administering medical care as he was going under, could be enough to at least get, at the very least, manslaughter. I thought the defense was going to make a case for the medical event happening before the restraint was done. I'm not sure if they did. I don't believe they did. But the prosecution had plenty of medical witnesses to say even if there was a medical event, it was the knee that contributed to the actual death. Floyd's blood was never tested for carbon monoxide, which was something I was wondering about, because they were talking about how Floyd was near the tailpipe and could have consumed carbon monoxide, which could have also contributed, but nobody really measured a carbon monoxide level. However, those could also unfortunately vary in terms of being used as evidence, because once somebody is able to get, away from that environment, it could change the numbers, but I don't believe that George Floyd ever regained the ability to breathe. I'm not sure what's happening tomorrow, but what we do know is closing statements are going to happen on Monday. With the Dante Wright killing, Kim Potter, the ex-Brooklyn Center police officer, has been charged in his death and is going to appear in court. I believe she posted a $100,000 bail. And she is going to be charged with second-degree manslaughter in the shooting of 20-year-old Dante Wright. She's going to make her first court appearance, I believe, today. Now, she is 48 years old. I believe was with the force about 27 years and fatally shot Wright during a traffic stop. In the video, you see her scream, taser, 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 but she's holding a gun. I think she was holding a Glock. And then she fires a shot as he's driving away. He dies from the gunshot wound. And she resigned, I believe, the next day and is charged with culpable negligence and created a, quote, unreasonable risk when she shot him instead of using her taser. So the city's former police chief described the incident as an accidental discharge. And so if she is convicted, I believe she's facing at least 10 years jail time, as well as a $20,000 fine. Prison. She was released on a $100,000 bond. She has been arrested after being arrested. Somebody had leaked her address online, and I believe local police had to form a barricade around her house because of protesters. So very, very tense time. A lot of questions as to how a veteran officer could get the weapon mixed up and even yell taser, taser, taser. Why? Implying she must have thought that she had a taser. And unfortunately, as I've said, a very common theme with any of these is the chaos and the resisting arrest, which is so tragically making or breaking somebody living and surviving, you know, some of these stops to dine. And apparently there was a case, and Ben Crump, who had who is the civil rights attorney, had compared the case of Potter to that of Mohammed Noor. Mohammed Noor was a Minneapolis police officer, black former Minneapolis police officer, who fatally shot Justine Ruzick Diamond, a white woman, in 2017. He was convicted of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter, sentenced to 12 and a half years of prison, because he had shot Justine when she approached his squad car in an alley. He said he heard a bang on the side of the driver's side of the squad car, thought Damon was a threat, and shot. I couldn't even imagine at this point, where police go from here. I think tensions are so high. I think people are on edge. I think, seeing that officer who had made a traffic stop was New Mexico, get gunned down by the driver. I think officers are very well aware that any time there's a traffic stop, there's that risk of being killed. And unfortunately, it causes more people to be have less of a threshold to react and to protect themselves. And I think people are jumpy. And I don't know how you train that. If we are looking at PTSD, if we are looking at people paranoid that at any time they are going to be gunned down by somebody they pull over, then unfortunately there's this heightened sense of awareness and this knee-jerk reflex that could be taken over. And there does need to be reform, but by reform, I don't know if defunding helps. We actually need more resources, and we need more community interventions as well as protection. Not only do we need to protect people pulled over, but we need to protect officers, because the more officers that get killed during simple traffic stops, the more they are going to be on alert to approach, or traffic stops may just stop. And I think we're starting to see that happen, where police are going to be less inclined, and we're actually seeing that in New York. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Do we have any good news? Well, I heard we do. All right. When it comes to the economy, we got some good news. All right. Apparently, stocks are going up. Dow Jones and S&P 500 reached record highs. Strong rebound in March retail sales. A decline in jobless claims. Bank of America and Citigroup reported surging profits. That boosts confidence. I know people are like, why are we excited about the banks? Well, it does boost confidence in the economic sector. Unemployment claims dropped to 576,000 from 769, but U.S. retailer sales jumped 9.8% in March from February. Could have to do with the stimulus money, could have to do with businesses reopening. People are going back to work, they're getting some money. So it does take money to make money, and it does take reopening. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.